So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says, "Ein kedushin tevsin bi yavama. Kedushin accepted by yavama is not effective." Shmuel says, "Tzrich a get. The kedushin is effective in that she requires a get." And the Gemara concludes, "Amar bi'anai, b'chabur nimnu b'gamur ein kedushin tevsin bi yavama. It was decided in favor of Rav that kedushin of a yavama is not effective." As part of this discussion, the Gemara cites the following mishnah: Tanan. If a non-Jew gave a Bas Yisrael Kedushin and stated that the Kedushin shall only take effect after he converts, or Lacher Shetis Gairi, a Yisrael gave a non-Jewish woman Kedushin and stated that it be effective after she converts. The Mishnah mentions several similar cases and includes Lacher Sheyachlitz Leich Yavamich. A man gave Kedushin to a Shemeris Yavam and stated that it be effective after she receives chalitza in the mikudeshes. In all these instances, the kedushin is not effective. After some discussion, the Gemara, in explanation of the Mishnah, introduces the principle of ein odem makner davar shelo la'olam. One cannot make a transaction now to take effect later for something that it cannot take effect now, for example, because it is as of yet non-existent, or for some reason it cannot take effect now, as in the case of kedushin, where one of them is now a non-Jew. The Gemara also points out that there is a machlokes in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Some say that Rabbi Akiva agrees that ein odem makner davar shelo la'olam. Some say that Rabbi Akiva disagrees and holds odem makner davar shelo la'olam. One can make a transaction now to take effect later, even though it cannot take effect now. The machlokes is based on two ways of understanding Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the Mishnah Masechtas Nedarim, which is beyond the scope of this review in this Masechta. The Gemara proceeds to list a long chain of Tanoim v'Amiram who each followed the opinion of their respective Rebbeim, all the way back to Rabbi Akiva in the opinion that Adem Makner Davish Lebel Oilam. Dam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Huna Kerav, V'Rav Kerab Yanai, Rav Yanai Kerab Chia, Rav Chia Kerabbi, V'Rebbi Kerab Meir, V'Meir Kerab Lezmin Yaakov, Rav Lezmin Yaakov Kerab Akiva, Damar Adam Makner Davar Shalebel Oilam. The Gemara then goes on to cite their respective rulings, which indicate that they are of the opinion that Adam Makne Davar Shleibel Olam. The Gemara returns to the topic of the Mishnah of Nisus Al Pi Eid Echad, that a woman may remarry based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, and pose the following question: Eid Echad B'Yivam Mahu, a woman without children whose husband traveled abroad, and an Eid Echad says Meiz Baila, her husband died and she requires Yibum. Will his edus be accepted by a bezdin, and that she is misyabemis al pi eid echad, she may perform yibum with her yavam? The Gemara elaborates. Time ad eid echad mishum de milsa David legluy le mishaker is the main reason of nisus al pi eid echad, because regarding edus isha, eid echad neman he is believed, because his edus of meis baila is verifiable. Therefore, he will not lie. V'hacha namer le mishaker. This is also applicable to eid echad biyavama. And therefore she may marry the Yavam and Yibam, or time of day at Echad Mishum de Ihi Daika Mintzava. The main reason for Nisus Al Pi Eid Echad is because Ihi Daika Mintzava, she accurately verifies her husband's death. The Hocha, keeping the Zimnan de Rachmale, Loi Daika Mintzava, however, the Yavama may not thoroughly verify her husband's death because she may have taken a liking for the Yavam and wants to marry him. Therefore, we cannot rely on the Eid Echad, and she may not marry the Yavam. The Gemara answers from our Mishnah. Amar lo meis bincha v'achkech meis balecha. The Eidim said that her son died prior to her husband. Since her husband left no children at the time of his death, she requires Yibam. Nisyabma v'achkech amar lo chilif hayadvarim. She performed Yibam and was then told that her husband died prior to her son and she did not require Yibam. Teitzei, she's prohibited to the Yavam because of the Isser, Eshasach, shleibim akam mitzvah. V'havlad rishon v'achar mamzer and her children from the Yavam are mamzerim. The Gemara asks, Hey Chedami, who originally informed her of Meis Baila? Ile Mitreya Trey, it cannot be Shnei Edim, because my chaz is the Samchadahani, Samchadahani. Why would we accept the second Edim rather than the first? If so, why is she prohibited to the Yavam? Elalav Shma Menochad, therefore it must be that an Eid Echad said Meis Baila. But time of the Asu Beitreak Cheshua, since Shnei Edim then contradicted him, they override the Eid Echad. Halav Hachi Mehemen. However, if the Eid Echad has no opposition, he is neman to say Meis Baila. So we see that Eid Echad neman be Yavama. The Gemara takes another approach to the question. Ikka de Amri, halak to bayalach. Eilecha be Yavama is definitely not a question. Tafila ihi na mehemna, because the Yavama herself is also believed to say meis bayla, as the Mishnah states. Ha'isha sh'amar meis bayla tinase. A woman who says my husband died is permitted to remarry. Meis bayli tisyabim. And a woman without children who says meis bayli may perform yibum. Kiti bayalach lemishri Yavama la'alma. The question is regarding an eilecha that says meis bayla v'achkach b'na. Her son died after her husband. Lemishri Yavama la'alma, so that she does not require yibum and may marry anybody. The Gemara elaborates. Time of the Eid Echad Mishum de Milsa David de Ligluya le Meshaker is the main reason of Nisal P. Eid Echad, because regarding Eidus Isha, Eid Echad Nemun, he's believed because his Eidus of Meis Baila is verifiable, therefore he will not lie. Vachanami le Meshaker, this is also applicable to Eid Echad B'Yavama le Mishri le Alma, and therefore she may marry anybody, or Time of the Eid Echad Mishum de Ihi Daika Minsava. The main reason for Nisal P. Eid Echad is because Ihi daiko mintsava. She accurately verifies her husband's death. V'ha'alai daiko mintsava demisna hu desanyalei. However, the Yavama may not thoroughly verify her husband's and son's death because she may dislike the Yavam and does not want to marry him. Therefore, we cannot rely on the Eid Echad, and she may not marry anybody without first performing chalitza. There are answers from our Mishnah. Amr la meis balecha v'achach meis bencha. The Edom said that her son died after her husband. Since her son was alive at the time of her husband's death, she does not require Yibam. Nisus v'achach amru la chilif hayad varim. She remarried and was then told that her son died prior to her husband, and she does require Yibam. Teitze, she's prohibited to the second husband because of the Isra of Yivam l'shuk, v'havlad rishon v'achar mamzer, and her children from the second husband are mamzer. The Gemara asks, hey chidami, who originally informed her of Meis Baila v'Achach Bana? Ilim Etrei Utrei, it cannot be Shnei Edim, because my chazd is Samchanahani, Samchanahani. Why would we accept the second Edim rather than the first? If so, why is she prohibited to the second husband? Elav Shema Minachad. Therefore, it must be that an Eid Echad said Meis Baila v'Achach Bana. The time of the Asu Beitrei Akashua, since Shnei Edim then contradicted him, they override the Eid Echad. However, if the Eid Echad has no opposition, he is neman to say Meis Baila v'Achach Bana. So we see that Eid Echad neman l'mishri Yavam l'Alma. The Gemara rejects this proof. La'ilam trei, it does refer to Shnei Edim who said Meis Baila v'Achach Bana. However, be'edi hazama, the second Edim contradicted them through hazama by testifying that they were in another place at the same time of the occurrence. Since Edi Hazama override the original Edim, she's prohibited to her husband, and her child is a mamzer vadai, a definite mamzer. The Gemara continues discussing both questions in the following daf.